our King and our God, Commander of heavenly hosts, Adonai Tzvaot, we bow before your holiness, your righteousness, your glory, and we lay these prayers at your feet as an incense rising to your throne. Lord, we set before you Irish, Jackie, Neil, and Donnie D, all cancer patients, all burden, all needing you. May your will be done. Lord, with Irish's recent diagnosis of stage 4 cancer throughout his whole body, he and his family, I can only imagine, are shaken to the core. Thankfully, God, he is a believer in Yeshua. But Lord, you know there still is fear and sorrow and bewilderment. And Irish and his family need your presence. Oh Lord, show them your face, Lord. Let them hear your comforting voice breaking through the fear and releasing your might. And as Jackie faces a melanoma removal on her face and the subsequent reconstructive surgery on that area, Lord, she is a believer. She needs your strength and healing. And she needs you guiding the doctors, the medical team, throughout the entire procedure. Lord, she believes in you, and she seeks you that you will cover her throughout this entire ordeal. Lord, you know Neil is a Jew, but he doesn't believe in Yeshua. And now he's facing bladder cancer. And he has decided to ask his sister, who is a believer and part of our prayer chain, to pray. Or before he didn't want that. So, Lord, we stand before your throne and we ask you to do a deep work in him, removing the spiritual veil so he can see you and believe. And may your mercies and your healing garments cover him. Father, we prayed for Donnie D before, and we know now that the cancer after the PET scan, that it is nodules on his lungs, it's in his bones and his blood, and of course it came from his prostate. Father, we're asking you especially to do a work in his soul for salvation, cutting through the barrier that's keeping him from saying yes to you. But also we ask for your mercy throughout all of this, because we've heard he's gone down to something like 115 pounds. Lord, he needs you. He needs you. He needs you. Lord, we stand on Matthew 11, where you said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. For I am humble and gentle in heart, and will find rest for your souls." Oh, Lord, may your gentleness and humbleness and the depth and breadth and height of your love become an unfolding revelation to Irish, to Jackie, to Neil, and Donnie D. May your sheltering wings comfort, your healing hand relieve, and your abundant mercies move profoundly in their souls, their health situations, and their families. In the name above all names, Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah, to the glory of the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit.